Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the state of New Jersey has a backlog of nearly 40,000 federal court cases and counting. KYW's Mike Daugherty tells us it's because there aren't enough judges to hear the arguments.
New Jersey has one district court and it handles a lot of complicated cases. The growing federal backlog is already larger than Pennsylvania, which has three districts, and New York, which has four.
What's happened is that six of 17 judgeships in New Jersey are vacant.
John Frungin is the director of the Hughes Center for Public Policy at Stockton University, and he says the Trump administration has nominated judges to fill those vacancies, but Senators Booker and Menendez have not confirmed them.
This was brought out by a Hughes Center speaker event in January, where former White House counsel Don McGahn said that they had nominated judges, but that they hadn't been signed off. We tried to contact the senators to ask their side, and we didn't get a reply.
We didn't get a reply either. Frungin says it's important to note that the report does not assign blame, as there could be very good reasons why those nominees were not confirmed. In South Jersey, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio.